Hello and welcome back to the Honey Temple. My name is Lee and today we are going to take a look at the energies for September 2023. Back after the intro. Hello, I'm Lee Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra course and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. And welcome back to the Honey Temple if you're listening to the audio version of this on my podcast, or if you're watching me on YouTube, you're very welcome. If this is the first time you have found me, my name is Lee. I'm an intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher, and today I am going to take a look at the energies for September 2023, and I'm also feeling that we need to close out August. I'm recording this on the 31st of August on a super full moon, blue moon, very, very powerful energy, super moon in Pisces. And Pisces is quite an emotional sign. It is obviously connected to water, which is emotions. And it's also on the shadow side, can be connected to illusion. So many things are coming up at the minute for people, which are bringing emotions up and bringing a lot of triggers up, and a lot of big things for us to work through. And I think a little meditation would be great just to help ground and close off this powerful month of August, because it has been a powerhouse of a month, which I thought it would be. So I'm feeling September is going to be a lot more grounding, a lot more stable, a lot slower, I'm hoping anyway. I have no idea. I haven't really looked at the astrology for September. I'm just going to go in here blind and just look at the energies in the oracle. Let's get stuck in. So let's just see which supportive energies that we have working with us for the month of September for the collective. So we have the Holy Spirit, expect miracles. Always love when I see that. And it's just making me feel held. It's this picture of the Holy Spirit. It looks very like a very young Jesus. Also quite a Mother Mary, nurturing, caring energy. It's very blue, which is obviously this blue moon. The blue energy is all about your truth, I'm hearing. It's your throat chakra. It's very connected to the galactic center, the universe, the Milky Way. And funny, I was sitting just before coming on and I was channeling what sort of meditation to bring through, and I was guided to bring through a chakra planet meditation. So that feels very aligned, because that's all I've been shown. I will just let it come through. And that feels very significant also, because at the minute when I'm recording this, and obviously this is, you can do the meditation at any time, but at this time we have 7 planets in retrograde. Now what that means is it gives the illusion, there's that word, of the planets going backwards. But what that really means is it's taken us back through, each planet is connected to an energy, just like each chakra is connected to energy. So we have 7, if we keep it to the physical body, we have 7 energy, 7 physical hormone glands, which we will know about. And then we will have 7 corresponding chakra energy centers. And then we have planets. So as much as we have the physical body, we have the emotional body, then we're connected to the spiritual body and the universe with the planets and astrology. And I am a big fan of that, and looking at your birth chart and knowing what the planets are doing and where they're at, because they all have different meanings. So we're going to go into that in the next video, which is a meditation. So this card, the Holy Spirit, remember that only love is real. I was talking about this morning in my business group, and I was talking about the energy of love and really how we all just want to be loved. Really, that's the base of it all. and miracles will occur naturally. Spirit has your back. And it's just nice to know, I was also talking about this and people letting us down and feeling alone, and we have to go there, we have to feel that aloneness, but we have to also know that we are not alone. And when you do this internal work on yourself, you get to know and love yourself, and then you attract that vibration to you and those people that will not let you down. So spirit has your back no matter what. And it feels a very nurturing, like I feel like just a real loving hug energy. Now that comes obviously hand in hand with this card, which is Lord Shiva, which whenever I see this card also means there's a little bit of dancing with the universe, so to speak. There could be stuff coming up for people at the minute, which is why we need the stabilizing energy of September. So rise up, honor your inner force, steps are being given, and dance with the universe, okay? No matter what is going on in your life, there is stresses, there's things come out of nowhere, there's lots of stuff. You know, Uranus is, it was the last planet there to go into retrograde, and it is a planet of sudden change. So there could be stuff coming out of nowhere. This happened to me actually, and it can really knock you. Like it was like a kick in the stomach, like a real shock. And it's really, really important to sit and nurture that nervous system before you react or respond, and do whatever your body needs to do. If it needs to scream, if it needs to speak to somebody, if it needs to vent, and take a few days before you actually respond or do anything about it, and really, really come from that grounded place, because Virgo is connected to being in the body, and that is connected to the base chakra, and that is where we will hold trauma. Okay, so if you see it, it's like it's pulling stuff out of the roots, it's bringing old stuff up to clear it. Okay, and then the last card we have, of course, these two, Mother Mary around, and Hilarion. So the heart healing, this green energy of the heart. And I'm hearing, obviously, we have the autumn equinox, which is in the 21st of September, otherwise known as Maybomb. And that's bringing a lovely balance as we enter autumn and all the colours that that brings. Okay, so this September feels like a month where we will be held, but also a month where stuff will come up, particularly at the start of the month, the tail end of August, entering into September. And it's important that we rise above it and look at it from that higher point of view and see things from that higher perspective and know that we are safe, and really connect with the energy of the mother. So Mother Earth, staying grounded, but our own internal mother, mothering ourselves. Mother Mary card here says, let go of the need to be right, choose peace. And I think that we're all being asked to, with whatever situation is going on, is just, you know, fighting and drama does not serve anybody. So it's by trying to find another way, breathing through it, and connect with the energy of peace. So for some, mother issues and mother healing and stuff connected with the mother may also be coming up at this time, it says here too. So I'm just going to ask for an animal card for September for the collective. I'm going to try and not make this too long. So we have the beaver, which says work, and then we have the cat, which is intuition. That is very interesting, because I just brought through like a channeled activation for my priestess mentorship group for Maybomb for the autumn equinox, and it's all about the intuition. It's all about connecting with the symbolism around you, and there's signs and symbols all around wherever you go. So you might notice this month a lot of symbolism, whether it be you know, numbers on the clock, number plates, vivid dreams, repeated signs, the strangest of things. And it's just about clocking them and just taking a note of them and then putting the pieces together. That's what I'm hearing. Also, the cat energy is connected to our power, being in our power. So I'm feeling, and also this cat has like a warrior mask on the picture, so I'm feeling and I'm seeing like there might be some confrontation for some, and really it's coming to your head. It's stuff that's been stuffed down, it's coming to your head to bring things up, and it might feel a bit intense and a bit confrontational and a bit uncomfortable at the beginning. But if you face it and stay in your heart and stay in a calm place, knowing your truth, being very much in a logical as to an emotional place, you know, it will work better for you. The card, the Beaver and work. So it feels like the summer feels like it's been quite a slow move on energy. And I'm feeling what I'm being shown is like a catapult, you know, is that what it is? A catapult where it's pulled back and then we're just being fired forward. So I feel like for some that this resonates with, we're being asked to step forward in a big way in our lives, making decisions, stepping into action, whether that be with a job, with our own business, in our own lives. I'm hearing enough is enough now. And it's like, it's not, we have to make a decision. It doesn't matter what it is. And then deal with whatever comes up. Because many of us are scared to make a decision in case it's the wrong one. And there's no wrong move. Because there's learnings and lessons wherever. Okay. So for some, I'm feeling this work energy. You might be looking at your job, looking at your career, wanting to change. You're not going to be able to get away from it, I'm hearing, this month of September. And what that might mean is sometimes what happens is spirit, the universe, your soul self, your higher self, whatever terminology you use, you know, it's always wanting to bring you love, joy, alignment, whatever you're calling in. And we forget then that things happen to bring us towards that energy. Sorry, I just hit the microphone. To almost shake us into awareness, to looking at stuff, to making a decision. And we can fight that. So it's important to go with that flow of it. Okay, the card at the bottom is the Jaguar, which is all about release. So yeah, this, you know, it's all about releasing in this full moon to allow the new to come in. So I think and I feel that's why I'm being guided to do this meditation, to help people with that. There's another cat energy. So, you know, and the cat energy is all about, you've got cat and you've got the dog. And the cat is quite an independent energy. It's not codependent like a dog is. So you're really being asked to release issues of codependency, possibly in relationships, with a job, with others, and really get to know who you are, take control and responsibility for your stuff, your reactions. There's the Wolverine, which is fierceness, so really that warrior stepping forward. Okay, just gonna move those over to the side and let's pull one of these cards here. We have halls of learning, so great lessons, confirmation. Please get some more cards for the collective for September. Karmic board clearing, energetic clearing, rewriting your story and living your truth. Star being healing codes, important information, wounds are being healed. Yeah, it feels like a month of healing. And for some that will require action and for some that might require rest. It just depends on where you are. And going into like a sacred space, like within your body, you know, connecting with the self daily, connecting with the intuition, looking at the signs and symbols around you, like pulling in a little bit is what I'm hearing. There's base chakra, which looks to be under a tree. So you're going deep into the base chakra, deep into those roots and those issues which are in the tissues. And this feels very, you know, relevant with me running the 8-week hormone balance chakra course starting on the 4th of September, I think it starts, which is next week. So there's a few places left for that. I'll pop the link below. I actually have a free masterclass, even if you don't sign up. There's lots of good information in that. If you follow the link below to the website, you will see the masterclass on down and you can watch that. And I've just put so much in that where that might be enough for you. Or if you want to go a lot deeper, what we are doing is week one, we are looking at creating space. We fill out a questionnaire. You fill out a questionnaire as to what symptoms and things you have, what your intentions are. I will give you guidance on that and direction as to what areas to focus on, what foods to, you know, avoid for a period of time or to reduce. And then we look at a chakra and an energy, so a hormone gland and a chakra each week, starting with the base chakra on week 2, sacral chakra on week 3, solar week 4, heart week 5, and on so on to week 8. So that takes you up through to the end of October. And each week there is a beautiful hormone flow yin yoga sequence. And then there's a lovely meditation, like a healing meditation, to allow you to go within to whatever areas are coming up. I do weekly live coaching as well. And at the minute, I am looking at possibly a Wednesday night, but I'm really waiting to see, once everybody signs up, I'm going to pick the best night that suits everybody. But it will be recorded and you will have access to me if you miss it throughout the week. And again, I never know when I'm going to run these or if I'm going to run it again live like this. So I've kept the price the same, you know, for running it live. And there's like 25% off at the minute as well. So it's really, really good value. And then also we look at some journal inquiry questions too. So they're in there. So it feels like base chakra stuff, foundational stuff will be coming up this September. And the base chakra is all about our stability, our security, our roots, our fears, our family wounds, okay? And that's that area, you know, the hips, the womb area, if you are female, ovaries, the gonads, if you're male, it's the area where we create from. It's our estrogen balance as well. So there's lots in that area. It's our kundalini also. It's very connected to the sacral, the next chakra up. So yeah, that's coming up. So halls of learning. So we're going to be getting some powerful information, big lessons this month, which is great, but you know, to learn some big lessons, some big triggers have to happen. Okay. So it might be worth to come along, you know, and be in my, you know, this lovely vessel, this healing vessel that I'm holding space for September, October, to help you through whatever's coming up. Karmic board clearing, so that can be past life stuff. It can be, and this is what I discussed earlier in the call, you know, when something comes up like a trigger and it really comes in from behind and it feels oh so powerful and like, you just feel like really knocked off your feet and you might not even understand it yourself. It can be past life related, you see. So you don't have all the information. So if that does happen, you know, just try not to need to know all the information and just like be in a place of being present and working through the triggers. What I have recorded in the Hormone Balance is what's called a source in meditation. It's so powerful. It's about 50 minutes long. It's like a one-to-one with me, and when you have a trigger, it takes you to the root and the source of that trigger within the body, and then you're shown memories as to when this emotion or whatever first came up, so you can go back and heal it. There's other videos in there as well in the appendix. I show you about making cacao. We do some essential oils and how to make products with that. There's a video on making doing oracle cards and things like that, using them. I'm trying to remember. I'm going to be adding in a menopause one also, and that will be free to anybody that signs up as well. So energetic clearing, rewriting your story and living your truth. And that is what we do. We go into each chakra, and I will do that in the meditation. I'm offering that also. And we go in, and because they get blocked, you know, there's a different area, different part of your life connected to each chakra energy center. So we're going to go in and clear that all up in the meditation, but also in the course. We can obviously go a lot deeper with the course and really pull stuff up the roots. And it's very transformational. Anybody that's done it, the feedback's just been unreal. So star being healing codes, important information, wounds are being healed, recharging. So yeah, this is a month to recharge. Stuff is going to come up. So just go easy and be gentle with yourself, okay? Let's pop those up there. Let's pick one of these because I really don't want this video to be too long because I need to have time to go in and do my meditation. Which Justice is coming. What an interesting card. What an interesting card. Thorns weave together the crown you deserve. So what I've been shown, I've clearly been shown the wardrobe. Okay. I've been doing a lot of this decluttering, going through old stuff, the real, it's real letting go energy with this super full moon. I was even talking to my stories about clothes and how clothes are healing. So yeah, I feel like we're being asked to really, what I'm hearing, sorry, as I'm starting to really connect with the collective here. We've been asked to open that cupboard and open that doorway. Do you know when you have like a room where you've stuffed everything in and you're like, I don't know, maybe you don't have this, but sometimes there's like a room where it's just really, really messy, or like a drawer or a cupboard where you, like all of the things that don't have a place, so you like throw it all in that one area. That's what I'm hearing. We've been asked to open that cupboard once and for all, so I don't take this energy into next year. And there's a lot of stuff in there, and it might not make any sense, which is why I suppose I'm doing the Hormone Balance to help people with it. But you know, even just the awareness of this video will make sense. And that's why I do these, you know, I met a client the other day and, you know, she was very thankful for me putting the August video up, because then she knew what to expect. She knew that August was going to be a big month, and, you know, it really, really helped her to think, God, it's not just me, do you know? And that's why I do this. So there is, I'm also being shown there's like a baseball bat and like a sword. So this is like to protect yourself from, you know, anybody coming at you. Any confrontations, not literally, but it's a symbolic thing of speaking your truth, standing your ground, putting your boundaries in place. But also then this is cutting the cords, of course, after that, of anything that's no longer serving you, you know, just helping you to move forward and not take the past with you. It's funny, I went to see the Barbie movie. I was really sort of avoiding it, but I actually have to say I did love it. Really loved the symbolism of it, and I'm being shown the heels in it. Were anyway, if anybody's watched it, they'll get it. So this is you being in your power. And if you want to wear heels, wear heels. If you don't want to wear heels, that's okay. You do you, you know, and be okay doing you. If you want to put a witch's hat on with a dress, put it on. Okay, and it's just about this freedom and authenticity of just fully being yourself, which feels really lovely. Like there, she's got her wee bits in there too, and her wee flat shoes. Okay, weave together the crown you deserve. Yeah, that's all about creating your own life. Do you know, this feels very much energy now. Obviously, this is female, but this will go for males as well. A maid, it's the maiden, the mother, and the crone energy. And there's the same for the males as well. You know, the page, the father, and the warrior, or the sage. Page, father, sage. And there's about four but archetypes, but we'll stick with those three because that's what's been shown. We've got the energy of the rose, which is the heart. But also, this is called thorns. So, you know, it just doesn't mean that, you know, it means that you know, protect your energy field and your boundaries. But still staying in a balanced, open place. You know, if there's conversations to be had, that you're having that from a grounded place, and not from a projected place or a blame place. It involves a lot of mastering. So, but you need all three parts of you to do that. These three parts of you. We look at this actually in the Hormone Balance. We look at this. These are connected to the menstrual cycle. You know, you've got your premenstrual, you know, which is sort of connected to autumn, premenstrual, menstrual, which is autumn, which is like autumn crone energy. You've got your ovulation, which would be mother energy. And you've got your post-menstruation, which is like your maiden energy beginnings. And that happens every month, and there's an energy connected with that. New beginnings, nurture and creation, and then the action. Okay, so I'm going to pull one more card because I want to try and upload this to Instagram if it will allow me as well. Oh, the Eight of Pentacles. This is you being in your power. Okay, this is you dealing with all of the stuff. You, and it's like there's the full all the different aspects of the moon, starting with, you know, full moon, right through to new moon, right back to full moon again. So it's like the full month cycle. Virgo is very much about getting all your ducks in order, just really just being organized, being logical, decluttering, and that can be a physical space, it can be the body, it can be the mind. Virgo is very connected to the mind also. What am I saying here? The Eight of Pentacles is about you just taking control of your life, and not waiting for somebody else to come do that for you or to save you. Let me look at it a little bit further because she's holding a candle, which I love. Keeping the light on, you know, connecting with the fire energy I'm hearing. So, you know, if you're feeling a bit flat or feeling a bit emotional, the fire energy will help ignite the fire within you again. It's your spirit. Okay, it helps you with action. It's the sun, it's the masculine. And if it's not, like, that's why it's great to go and sit in the sun, like just for 10 minutes, just to ignite that. But if that's not possible, just because of the weather, just light a candle. Okay, it's too early to light fire, so light a candle and just gaze at that flame. Candle gaze, and it's a beautiful meditation. And activate that fire within. Okay. The second card we have, we're only going to do three cards, is the King of Swords. So you're being really asked to be in this logical, balanced, masculine, non-emotional King of Swords energy to get through September. A lot of emotions will come up. They will have come up with the super new moon. They have, what they've done is that I'm hearing they've opened Pandora's box. So it's like very overwhelming. Where do I start? And you just go this one, and then I'll do this area, and then I'll look at this area, and then I'll look at this area. Okay. And you're being asked here to, you know, the sword is down. He's sitting down. He's not going after it. He's not angry. He's just like, he's contemplating. He's looking. He's thinking. He's on a mountain. He's went for a walk on a mountain, which is what I like to do. When I feel like I have a big mountain ahead of me that I cannot climb, I go and climb a mountain. And it allows you to, you know, look at things from this higher point of view. It's also, you know, it's quite cold where he is. There's icicles up there. Connecting with the ice energy calms down the fire within if you've been triggered. There's your crone energy, which is the crow, which is your wisdom. There we have the owl, which is also wisdom. And then that looks like a bat. I'm a wee bit blind. Yeah, it looks like a bat. And a bat allows you to look at the shadow stuff. Look at, because the bats are, they hang upside down and they come out at night. So that's asking you to look at what's been stuffed into the dark, into the shadows. Okay. And then this card, Nine of Cups. Wishes being fulfilled, dreams coming true. It's a number nine. September is the ninth month. Get through September, hang in there, and work through your stuff, work through whatever's coming up. It's coming up as a beautiful opportunity to pull things out of the root. Yes, we can stuff them down again, but we will have to look at them eventually. If not this year, the next year, or the next, but it all gets suppressed and goes into your physical body, and that's how we get sick, knocked out of balance, and all can't sleep, and all sorts of stuff. We gotta look at it, okay? So we might as well start somewhere, and if you would like any guidance or coaching on that, then I would love if you joined me for the 8-week hormone balance chakra course. Love it. Okay. Lots of love, and thank you for listening, and talk to you soon. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode. And please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.